Okay, there you have it, folks. You order up a meal to go and use your fingers. You got to ask for the utensils or you don't get any in New York. Welcome to a Tuesday. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Oh, bad news for all of us that enjoy a darn good taco on Tuesday. No Brown Boys tacos today. They are very busy doing meals for firefighters all week long. So no Brown Boys this week because of, they are contracted to provide a lot of meals for firefighters. The Colville Elks Therapy Program Golf Tournament. Yeah, that's coming up at Dominion Meadows this weekend. It's four-man scramble format aimed to raise money for a good cause. Here's more of what you might need to know about that event.
Hi, my name is Monty Hodson. I'm with the Colville Elks Lodge 1753. We're having a Washington State Elks Therapy Program Benefit Golf Tournament fundraiser Saturday, August 5th at 9 o'clock, check-in at 8. Breakfast will be available at 7. Fresh-cooked breakfast burritos, sausage, egg, potatoes, and cheese, or breakfast sandwiches, which are bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese on an English muffin. I believe the cost of each of those is about $5. The Washington State Therapy Program is if you have a developmentally disabled child and the doctor requests therapy, so you get with your therapist if you go through the Washington State portion of it. Then if your insurance company pays 20 visits and your doctor says, no, we need way more than that, then the Elks will come in and pay the rest. And the therapist decides when it's over, not the insurance company. Last year, the therapy program made and spent over $2 million helping disabled children throughout the year. The registration time is 8. The start time is 9, and there will be breakfast available 7:30, available for purchase 7:30, 8. We'll be up there and set up. Get there as early as you need to get your team all going. The cost is $70 per player. That does not include a cart nor breakfast, but it does include your lunch. There will also be a silent auction at the end of the tournament. There are plenty of spots available for teams to come register and play. And there's also plenty of sponsorship spaces available if that's how you want to join. It's a $100 hole sponsor. Brand new this tournament, you can sponsor a hazard or a bunker for $50. Nobody's ever tried that one before, so we thought we'd do something different. So our tournament is held at Dominion Meadows Golf Course. It's a great time. It raises money for a fantastic cause. We did a tournament in June. We were through it in 5 hours, and that's unheard of in a scramble. So please come out, join us, sponsor a fantastic program, and just have fun. It's golf. If you don't know how to play, it doesn't matter. It's a scramble.
All right. It's a scramble golf tournament this weekend. They'd still like to get some more teams put together. It'll be a shotgun start, and it moves right along. So that is, top of that, it's raising money for a really good cause, the Elks Therapy Program Golf Tournament. One of the categories at the Northeast Washington Fair, it gets an early start, and for good reason, safety. The Youth Shooting Contest, it takes place this week at Fort Colville Gun Club. You can sign up the day of, and here's details on that fair event.
Hi, my name is Sherry Clark, and we are promoting the shoot for the youth from 8 to 18, and it's going to be August 3rd for the 22 shoot. And then August 4th will be the shotgun shoot. All youth between 8 and 18 are welcome in the surrounding areas, and you are welcome to sign up at the door. They have to have, for the 22 shoot, their 22, and we do the different positions. We do prone, sitting, and standing, and we do slow fire and rapid fire. and all the details are in the fare book. For shotgun, is the same thing. There will be different categories in the shotgun for the juniors and the seniors, so they're more detailed in what they do, and that is all in the fare book also. And the results will be at the fair in the Atreid Center. So right up there, everybody can see how the kids did. That will be at the fair in the Atreid building. We always have eyes and ears protection for everyone. If somebody forgot theirs or something, we always have it. It's on Thursday, and Friday it's 5 o'clock. And there's a youth that says, oh, well, maybe I'll try. That's what we need. So I hope to see everybody there.
Okay. By the way, that gets underway Thursday and Friday. 22 on Thursday, shotgun on Friday. 5 in the evening, Fort Caulfield Gun Club. You'll find that just out Highway 20 East, out the Tiger Highway, 303 Highway 20 East. By the way, if you look in the fare book, I think the dates are wrong there. So we just wanted to make sure that you were able to participate in this great fair event.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
Well, it was on the air on KCVL for over 50 years, and that was Morning Bingo. And for a few years at the very beginning, wasn't even called bingo because of gaming regulations. But it came to an end yesterday, and we had a big jackpot winner. Our final airing of bingo on the radio. N45. In the N column, N45, I have the feeling we may just have our bingo winner. Again, check your cards. If we have more than one winner, we split it. 509-684-5031. And I'm just going to go on the air with, who is this?
This is Evelyn Austin.
Do you have a blackout bingo?
I believe I do.
You do? All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to just keep you on the phone here for a second. Make sure that you're the only caller. No. All right. Took me a little while because I had a lot of numbers to check. It was a valid bingo. Evelyn Austin. Congratulations. Her card matched up exactly the bingo numbers that we had called today. So congratulations, Evelyn, picking up $400 here from the radio station. Thank you very much for listening and joining us today. I'm Eric Carpenter. Everyone here at the radio station, in fact, everyone here has done bingo and been doing bingo a lot more than I have in the last years. I have the feeling Evelyn Austin's going to really enjoy it because she's going to be down here shortly and she'll be getting a $400 for playing KCVL bingo.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Caulville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
National Park Service rangers say an 8-year-old child survived a cougar attack with minor injuries. That attack happened during a camping trip in the Olympic National Park. Rangers still searching for that animal. They have shut down that campsite. Park officials say the cougar casually abandoned its attack after being yelled at by the child's mother. The child taken to the hospital for evaluation. They began looking for that animal on Sunday. The cougar will be euthanized if they find it. They say cougars don't attack humans very often. It's extremely rare. Of course, we know those attacks do happen. But this one over on the west side of the state. A new wildfire near Spokane prompted mandatory evacuations. Department of Natural Resources says the West Hallett fire started yesterday afternoon, 2.5 miles southwest of Spokane. 20 homes were threatened. People in the area ordered to evacuate. Others warned to be set to leave. Department of Natural Resources say the fire was over 200 acres. 14 planes were dropping water on the flames. American Red Cross opened a shelter at the Cheney High School. A 14-year-old who had been spray painting a building was struck and killed by the Seattle Center monorail. Police say officers responded to reports that a person had been hit by the monorail near the intersection of 5th and Denny about 9 last night. Officers found the teen unresponsive. They reviewed video footage and found the teen had been spray painting a building next to the monorail tracks before he was hit. The boy's name not yet released.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
State fire assistance mobilized yesterday. This down near Yakima, the Pine Hollow Fire in Yakima County near the city. The Fire District 12 requested the assistance. That fire at 150 acres, burning grass, brush, and sage, was threatening homes, crops, and infrastructure. Level 1 and 2 evacuations in effect on that fire down by Yakima. Well, they had a couple incidents up in Trail lately. Officers responded to an intoxicated 40-year-old. He was screaming loudly and refusing to leave the hospital. The hospital in Trail. The man had been discharged from the hospital hours earlier. He didn't want to leave and became confrontational with the medical staff. Officers attended the scene. They arrested the man for causing a disturbance. They lodged him in the Trail jail. The 40-year-old Fruitvale man, well, he got sobered up and was picked up the next morning by a family member. And they had kind of a strange one. The Kootenai Boundary Fire Rescue emergency personnel responded to the report of a 35-year-old trail man laying on the grass, and the report was he appeared to be deceased. Well, the emergency people got there. They confirmed the man was alive. He informed the first responders that he sleeps with his eyes open. He apparently had consumed some street drugs prior to the interaction. The nearby companions informed the first responders they would look after the man. Kind of an unusual call. alleging street drug use. RCMP says they hope the friends remember to moisturize his eyes now and then if he's sleeping with his eyes open.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Well, we're running a little long, and I thought about putting this story off till later in the day. But, you know, 7 o'clock is when we talk about a few oddities. You know, around town, a lot of people occasionally talk about taking the homeless and giving them a one-way bus ticket to somewhere. Yeah, send them down to Portland. One city is sort of doing that. The proposal last week up in Anchorage, Alaska, the mayor, Dave Bronson, has proposed buying one-way plane tickets out of Alaska's biggest city. Giving the homeless residents a one-way plane ticket to Seattle. Mayor, the mayor's unfunded idea, of course, came under immediate attack by the American Civil Liberties Union. They say that it's glossing over the tremendous and unaddressed crisis facing the swelling homeless population. The mayor, he says, we're just trying to help these people. Last winter, 8 people died of exposure while living outside in Alaska's biggest city. And he says, it's a good idea. Has not passed the council yet, but winter is fast approaching in Alaska. And so that is the idea of Mayor Dave Bronson in Anchorage. One-way plane ticket, and we will deposit these people in Seattle.
Annual cell phone subscription, $550. Annual cable TV subscription, $700. Annual high-speed internet subscription, $610. Unlimited access to free over-the-air radio, priceless. The best things in life are still free. Your favorite music, talk, and personalities on your favorite radio station. Local radio, easy to use and always free.
Cal Raleigh hit a pair of solo home runs. Julio Rodriguez added a 2-run single, part of a 4-run 8th inning. The Mariners moved to a season best, 4 games over .500. It was a 6-2 win over the Boston Red Sox last night. Seattle concluded its most successful month of the season, 17-9 in July. They are inching closer and closer in the American League West to the wild card spot. The successful month in July wasn't enough for the Mariners front office to keep from selling off a few pieces yesterday. It all started yesterday morning when closer Paul Sewald, he got traded to Arizona. Also, outfielder A.J. Pollock getting dealt to San Francisco. Kind of questionable deals there if the Mariners are serious about making a run for the playoffs. But they got the win over Boston last night. good outing for the Mariners, 55 and 51 now. Game two tonight with Boston. It's a three-game series at home. 5:30 pregame, 12 noon pregame on Wednesday. Join us tonight, 5:30, Mariner Baseball on 92.1 KCRK. A look at the weather forecast brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, the willing and helpful staff. They are there. They're able to help you with so many of your footwear needs. Also, some of your clothing needs, too. Enjoy the options at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, First and Main, historic downtown Colville. Sunny and hot, 90 for a high temperature this afternoon, 93 on Wednesday, 92 Thursday, 89 Friday, 89 Saturday, 89 Sunday, 91 on Monday. A whole week ahead of sunshine and dry weather. Well, things are getting really dry out there, so do be careful. Let's not get any fires started. DNR is very busy. By the way, I wanted to mention, last week we talked about those string of fires down in the south end of the county. They were concerned that, maybe because of their proximity to each other and the timing, that they might have been intentionally set. That was not the case. The investigation has been concluded, and it was a catalytic converter that started that string of fires. So it was not somebody intentionally setting fires. Oh, man. Tuesday morning, beautiful day out there, and we are still on the cool side, right at 60 degrees here at the radio station.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
It's bad, like global warming, except this one has long, pointy teeth. Sharks have been really cranky this year, biting you and the kids down at the beach. And now we know why. The little buggers have been getting into bales of coke dumped off the smuggling boats before the heat pulls them over. Sharks on coke, whales washing up from the offshore windmills, and even crabs that won't stay in the bucket. What is going on? There's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power somewhere up there, and it's starting to rot from the inside. Kind of like a shrunken head. You put little Susie on the school bus in the morning and hope she doesn't come home Buck Owens. Hell, it can happen. You know, there used to be a place called Gilly's around Houston. It finally had to close after the local blood bank just gave up. They couldn't meet the demand. Nobody could take a chance going there anymore if they expected to make it home. If Gilly's got closed, why not Baltimore or Syracuse or anywhere they have diversity on ice? Look, pork's not the only thing you can pull. Here at the Bay Camp, we know that luxury, prosperity, and endless boogie can help keep you in office. But when it piles up, laying there steaming in the grass, people notice a million flies can't be wrong. This is your Uncle Otis. I'll see you at the Peace March.